JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So a couple of things in these building. I mean, we've got a trend, it's going down, down, down. So where's the bottom, you reckon?
Oh, well, I like speculating as human nature, isn't it, Mike? And I like to speculate that maybe we're forming a bit of a base here. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So anyway, let's talk building consents. You could argue it's indicative of the malaise that's permeating the New Zealand economy, Mike, but we've got to acknowledge that. We're not going to buy into it, right? We're not going to buy into this. It's part of the cycle and it will end. For the moment, though, the economic barometer is pretty low. And if we look at building consents, 35,236 new homes consented in the year to March 24. So that is a 25% fall from the 12 months to March 23. So it's pretty major. The peak in building consents was in that glorious period, Mike, when we still thought that money was free, and when money free, there's no bad ideas either. That was May 22, when we were consenting just over 51,000 consent a 12-month period. So, look, the fall we're seeing at the moment is pretty evenly spread across standalone homes and multi-unit homes. So standalone homes, they're down 23%. Multi-unit homes down 26%. Within that multi-unit ecosystem, though, apartment consents in particular are well down. Now, they are by their very nature sort of volatile and lumpy because you don't often consent one apartment. You know, it's done in big numbers. But the fall from March 23 to March 24 is 48%. So that's pretty significant. Retirement villages, similar numbers. So, look, the reduction in consents is also evident right across the country. All regions consented fewer new homes in the last 12 months compared to the 12 months to March 23. Wellington, though, particularly weak, consents down 35% there. Look at it on a quarter-to-quarter basis, March 24 quarter, 21% lower than the March 23 quarter. It's interesting, Mike, if we bring the lens in a little bit, if we get a bit more granular, get amongst the weeds and make it buzzword Friday, if you compare March consents to February, it's quite comparable. That's why I'm speculating that maybe we're forming a bit of a base here, because the month-to-month numbers do look like they've settled down a bit. Construction activity looking forward, I think it's likely to remain weak. Given the historical strength of consent, so you have got a pipeline of work, commercial consent slowdown is nowhere near as pronounced as well. So the fall in activity is more gradual than the fall in consents. But even so, I think all indications are the downturn in the building activity will probably be the most pronounced we've seen since the GFC.
Glad you raised this. What's happening with tourism holdings? Why aren't they the beneficiary of all these tourists and cruise ships and rental cars and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, see, the problem is they're not just here, so they are everywhere. Now, THL have gone into a trading halt. We are short of information for the reason we have is that THL requested the trading halt. In their statement to the NZX ASX, they said it was requested to allow THL to finalise its updated expectations for its 2024 earnings to provide updated guidance to the market, which is expected to be materially lower than its existing guidance. Now, probably be halted till Monday morning unless they get back to the NZX today. Back in February, they issued a guidance of net profit after tax to be around $75 million for that June 24 year. Look, they did note, Mike, in February that vehicle sales were volatile. Now, so they have to sell the motorhomes. They own motorhomes in a number of countries around the world. You've got to keep selling them. You've got to keep refreshing the fleet and recycling capital. I'm going to speculate once again this morning, Mike, and say maybe they're having trouble selling the vehicles, and so that's the challenge. But I don't know yet. That is speculation.
Tell me what the numbers are.
Well, I actually see a green. See a green in front of me at the moment. So, you know, after we spoke yesterday, the Fed came on just after we spoke, and the market seems to have taken that in their stride. He was probably a little bit more dovish than expected. So the Dow Jones is up 262 points, 38,165. The S&P 500 is up 37 points. It's about 0.75%, 5055 the number at the moment. And the NASDAQ is up 1.25%. So all good. That's up almost 200 points, 15,804. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.63%, 8172. The Nikkei was down small, 38,236. Shanghai Composite, they're on holiday this week, so no update there, 3104, the last level. The ASX 200, they gained 0.22% yesterday, 7586, and the NZX 50 gained 6 points yesterday, so it barely moved, 11,874. Kiwi has bounced a bit against the US dollar. US interest rates down a little bit after the Fed, 0.5954 the number there against the US, 0.9072 against the Aussie, 0.5554 euro, 0.4755 against the pound, 91.29 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,308, and Brent crude $83.59, so closing the week a little lower than it was at the start, which is good.
Yeah, it is indeed. You have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.